I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Hindu extremists burned down the house of a prominent Christian politician in eastern India this week. The violence appears to be ongoing, despite a curfew imposed after 2 days of attacks against Christians in Orissa State. At least a dozen churches were burned or ransacked in the Christmas riots. Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton says prayer goes a long way towards peace.
Voice of the Martyrs is very active in India. I would expect that our staff there will be there very soon to talk to the believers there, to see how we can best assist them, and to encourage them that we're lifting them up.
Next, someone lobbed a hand grenade at World Vision Sri Lanka office in Batticaloa last week. The resulting explosion damaged three vehicles and the office building, but thankfully none of the staff was injured. Police are investigating the attack, but so far they have no leads, motives, suspects, or arrests. World Vision's team works with the children and families and communities to overcome poverty and injustice. Pray for their safety as they continue to reach out as the hands and feet of Christ. And 2007 was an incredible year for Living Water International. LWI's president, Jerry Wiles, says there are still 1.1 billion people without clean, safe drinking water, and many of them have never heard the gospel. Wiles says LWI is doing more about that.
One of the most exciting things we're doing is teaming up with a group of organizations reaching the illiterate, semi-illiterate, functionally illiterate people that get their information either by necessity or by choice through oral communication.
This new initiative is helping LWI focus on what's most important: evangelism, discipleship, and church planting. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.